people are still people. They still buy stuff. They still have a mortgage, right? I mean, they're paying thousands of dollars on stuff. They're not, they just didn't have the right credit card at the time. So if you're selling stuff that's only online, my experience is it's a little bit harder to make that work. But if you're selling something that's slightly higher end, and if you can call these folks, that's the way I've been able to make solo ads work.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to The Fighting Entrepreneur. This is your favorite person, Anik Singhal, here with an amazing guest today. We're going to talk about, again, solo ads. Now, you might know we did an episode a long time ago with Harris Feldman, longtime friend, about solo ads. But today, we're going to go to the other side. So we're not going to go to someone who provides solo ads. We're going to go to someone who's using solo ads to make a ton of money. And he's going to tell us what funnels are working and how we can use it, how we can find them. It's a very tactical episode. I'm going to leak it out a little bit. I already picked his brain quite a bit because I was a guest on his podcast. So I got a little bit of notes and background here on how I'm going to use this in our business. But for your benefit, we're going to go through it again and build a whole strategy. And then you can sit back and listen and deploy and copy what we talk about. But before I get started, remember, LURN.com. What are you doing? Come on. Are you going to be a part of the movement? Or are you going to sit back and let it pass you right by? 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world are going to end up joining LURN.com and be connected. And we're all going to build businesses together. We're going to work together as a community. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to change the world together. Not the governments, but us entrepreneurs. So you need to get into LURN.com. It's free. Go sign up for free. We have free courses. We got some paid courses. We got $10 courses. As an entrepreneur, you need to level up your skills. That's what you need to do. So go to LURN.com. Get connected. We're going to be building a lot of really cool social functionality soon so you can actually connect with other entrepreneurs all over the world. That's coming. So come on. Tell your friends and family. All right? Now, before we get started, I do want to take a minute to just introduce to you our guest for the day. We're going to be talking about how he sold six figures in 6 months using solo ads at 30 cents a click and how this is infinitely scalable. His name is Carlos Redlich, and you know, I met him recently. We were connected on Facebook just a couple months ago because someone said, hey, Carlos has a copywriting podcast. Anik, you love talking about copywriting. You guys should talk. And so we just started kind of shooting the SHIT and having a good old time. We were talking and I start to learn like, man, this guy is doing stuff different. You know, I love different. Anyone who's listened to this podcast knows I'm out there trying to find people that could teach something different and that I want to learn. No fluff, things I need to learn. This is a guy I want to learn from. Very impressed with what he's doing. Very impressed with his podcast and everything he's got going on. So Mr. Carlos, thank you, man, for being here. I really appreciate you taking time with us.
Man, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor. I was so happy when you came on mine, and now that I'm on yours, I can't wait to rock it and give your audience tons of value.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. But Carlos, we have a tradition here at The Fighting Entrepreneur, so I'm going to need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Carlos Redlich.
I, Carlos Redlich.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And to reveal all my solo ad secrets.
And to review all of my solo ad secrets.
Sweet. Boom. You got it on record. Amen. Now. All right. You know, that is official, by the way. It's like punishable by law if you violate this
oath. I love that. That's really good and smart at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Carlos, listen, let's do this, man. Let's just move right into round number one. All right. So round number one, let's do this. Background story, you know, just so I put the disclaimer out, Carlos, we're not a fluffy story type of podcast. We're a tactical podcast. But I kind of want to know where you come from a little bit. Give us a few minutes of who's Carlos, where does Carlos come from, and how the heck did you find yourself in solo ads?
Cool. Well, first off, man, again, I appreciate being on the show. The way I started out was a little bit different, I think, than some of the other folks. I actually started a martial arts school in Jacksonville, Florida, with a buddy of mine named Vit. And we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We had this big overhead of 10 grand a month. We didn't have 10 grand a month. And so we were like, holy moly, we like got to get some people into the gym. So I mean, I went to marketing not because I was trying to make money online, like in like a day. I was just like trying to survive. We needed to eat. I mean, we, you know, so there's no real rags to riches story I'm trying to sell here, but this is the truth. We started as a brick and mortar business, and I was using marketing to pay the bills, to eat, to try and figure stuff out. So I wasn't using solo ads at the time, but this is when I started developing the skill of copywriting, because I would send a flyer out, get no response, and then I'd see flyers coming in from people who had before and after pictures of their clients, really, you know, really cashy headlines. I'm like, huh, let me model some of this stuff. So I started modeling it. And, you know, so one thing led to the other. And then I really started discovering, because of my old martial art instructor in Miami, Dwight Woods, he was telling me a bunch of cool stuff about copywriting and a bunch of cool stuff about this internet marketing stuff. And I started getting really fascinated. This is going to make me sound lazy, but I was getting really fascinated with this whole, you don't necessarily have to pay rent anymore, but you can still make money. And I'm like, that's just amazing. I'm paying 10 grand a month. You know, sometimes we're not paying it because we can't. I'm like, this is amazing, right? So I started figuring this making money online thing out. And I started by writing copy for a few friends of mine. Those few friends ended up making a bunch of money, hundreds of thousands, not millions in the beginning, but hundreds of thousands. And my copy was not anything crazy. It was just stuff I learned from watching Dan Kennedy on the internet, applying in my martial art business, and, you know, just kind of figured it out. But one thing led to another. And then I started figuring out, like, you know, this is working for my clients, and all they've got really is a cool website, a bunch of traffic, and my copy. Like, that's essentially it at its bare bones. Maybe I can start doing this. So my girlfriend Tiffany and I started putting together little websites, trying to figure out, you know, how do we sell a necklace, or how do we jump into this niche or that niche? And we ended up kind of cracking the code on in the survival niche, in the religious niche, and different little niches where we could use solo ads to get traffic, because we weren't masters at Facebook ads. And every time I ran a Facebook ad, I would use the wrong language that would get me banned from Facebook. So I'm like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. I got to figure it out. So that's really how we started getting exposed to solo ads, because it was just an alternate method of getting traffic. And I can't just have my entire business be dependent on Facebook or solo ads for that matter. But when Facebook kind of shut me down, we had, I mean, to put in perspective, we had gotten 300 members at a $7 a month membership for one of our niches. And then we got shut down. I'm like, holy moly, that was my only traffic source. What are we doing? And so again, that's when we started figuring out solo ads, started looking into different methods.
No, man, that's amazing. And I couldn't agree more with you. You know, for the longest time, I mean, I've invested like well over $15 million onto Facebook now. And I love it. And there's nothing wrong with it. But you're right. At some point, you got to worry, because when you got a burn rate, you got employees, you got to, you know, you have to pay the bills. You sit back and you think, wow, if for some reason something went down wrong with Facebook, I'd be down 2 months and I'd be out of business. So we started doing it. We started going into Google, and now I've been using this podcast as a way to learn all the other types of traffic sources out there, because I want to diversify us as a company. And I also want to, you know, I want to use that to grow faster. So very, very powerful stuff, man. Really appreciate you kind of sharing that story. So if you're cool with it, I want to move into round number two. So round number two, Carlos, let's talk. What is a solo ad for our listeners? We keep talking about this, and like, walk me through the process. Give me a visual of what a solo ad is.
Yeah. So a solo ad, and to put it this, to see, just so people understand that you can actually get, you know, quote unquote, good at this relatively quickly. I was exposed to solo ads, you know, less than a year ago, maybe 6-7 months ago or so. And we started seeing results relatively quickly. And the reason why is because a solo ad is almost like an endorsed mailing. But here's the thing. So actually, I'll describe what it is. So let's say you're selling something in the survival niche. Let's say you're selling like camping equipment, right? Like shovels and tents and all that cool stuff. Well, one thing you can do is go to a solo ad provider, a person who's got a big email list of people who are in that niche. And then you can say, hey, you know what? Can I pay you for a certain amount of clicks that you send over? So if they've got, you know, if they've got a million people on their email list, and say they can send over 1,000 clicks, 1,000 people to your website, well, now that's what a solo ad is. You can either write the email for them that gets those clicks from their email list to your website, or they can write it for you. I usually like to write it myself, but that's because it qualifies them a little bit more. But yeah, a solo ad is essentially that. You pay for some space, for some advertising space, essentially in an email list. And the email providers or the solo app providers that I work with address it as if they were an affiliate. So they say, hey, my really good friend Carlos Redlick has this amazing thing, blah, 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 blah. Check it out, right?
Yeah, wow. That's so, you know, let me talk a little bit about my background in solo ads, because then we'll move into round three, which is going to start to address some of my paradigms. I have a love-hate relationship with solo ads. So the first ever, like, advertising I bought, right? Because when I got started in the internet career, my internet marketing career, it was 16 and a half years ago. And I was the SEO guy. So that was back when you could develop, you know, you could spam Google and get away with it for a few weeks to keep doing it, right? Keep making more and more sites, keep making money. By the time they figure out what you've done, you've made a few thousand or, you know, 10 grand or whatever, and then they kill your site and you just keep doing it. And so I was like, wow, free traffic is great. Until Google goes and gets a lot smarter, and now free traffic is much harder and takes forever. But back then, I remember finding this like directory of this place called Solo Ads. And I thought, well, what is this? And they said, well, you know, we'll send you clicks at whatever cents a click. And so I knew nothing, and I'd go and buy one. And I think maybe luck had it, I bought from the right person. And I mean, overnight, I must have spent like $200. And like the next day I wake up and I've made like $2,500. I that was my first ever exposure to like high ROI advertising. I was appalled. I thought there was something wrong. Something had not worked. So I thought, all right, whatever. I'll spend another $200 tomorrow and see if it does it again. I spent $200. The next day I had to make $3,000. So now, of course, I've always been the same since way back. If I find something that works, I just instantly scale. Like I'm like, I want to throttle it. Red line. Let's go. So I start buying more and more. And then, of course, I learned over time some would work, some would kill it, some would be okay, some wouldn't. And I built up probably my first email list. This is, again, 16 years ago, of 50, 60,000 people all using solo ads. So I loved solo ads and I've continued to use them. I kept using it for years and years to come. As a matter of fact, I would teach students how to build an email list, say, go for solo ads first. I loved solo ads so much, but 6 years ago, I and a partner of mine, my buddy Ridthaban, we developed something called Clickonomy. It was a solo ad network. And, may it rest in peace. It did it ran for a while. It connected a lot of clicks, millions of clicks. But within about a year of starting that network, I started to hate solo ads. And I just started to see such an issue with fraud and with nonsense and just, you know, the quality of the clicks and everyone just complaining. Eventually it led to the fraud was the biggest issue, right? With us, we were actually losing money on the network because people would keep like chargebacks, this and that. And so we shut it down. About a year ago, we just shut down the whole network. But talk to me about that. There is in the industry right now, when you say solo ads, most people go, ugh, right? I would never think solo ads are still working. That's why I had Harris on. And Harris said, no, they do, but you have to have a very specific type of funnel. Now, I'll tell you, the kind of funnel Harris told me, he said, this is the only kind of funnel that works. Yours is the opposite, but it's working. So what this is making me feel like is solo ads do work. How do you deal with the fraud issue? And what are your thoughts about everyone else's opinions that solo ads are scams and shitty clicks?
Yeah, well, you know, there's actually a lot to be said for that, because when I've been fortunate to not really be scammed so much, I've actually worked with Harris. He's a really great guy. So he's one of the folks that I've invested in solo. I've bought thousands of clicks from him. So he's one of the folks that I've worked with, right? So, but you know, the complaints about them being kind of not so great quality, a lot of that is true. I mean, I've seen that whenever I've tried to do what's called a straight sale, where I say, hey, you know, go check out my $50 offer, my $97 offer. You have a lot more people that don't buy. And so what ends up happening is I think a lot of the industry ends up saying, well, that's it. They must be really terrible. They're sucky clicks. They're really terrible. All this amazing stuff. And so everybody just kind of stops using it. And when I saw that, I'm like, well, I came also from selling face-to-face, right? I used to sell martial art memberships. So for me, that my biggest skill was probably copywriting now, but back then it was like, you know, I was like, man, you know, I'm more of a sales guy. So I've always had this little fascination. I never, you know, really dove into it until this past year. But when I dove into it, I worked with Harris, I worked with a few people, but what I've noticed is if you can get these folks on the phone and you've got a really good offer, right? So the offer has to be something they're interested in. Let's say we're selling something in the survival industry, right? You may not be able to make, and I haven't really been able to make a very profitable comeback or very profitable funnel when I'm just selling straight, you know, only stuff online. So if I sent 1,000 people to buy some kind of wristband that's a survivalist wristband or whatever it might be, chances are I won't make my money back on that. But if I've got something for a few thousand dollars that's a higher ticket program that I can offer to people, well, then that's fine. Because one of the strategies we've ended up doing is all the people who have failed credit card transactions, if you've ever bought solo ads and tried to get sales, you notice that there's tons of failed credit card transactions. People who wanted to buy, their intentions were to buy, their credit card didn't go through for some reason. Well, that doesn't mean that they're totally broke. That means they may have another credit card and they were just too lazy to whoop it out. And so what we've ended up doing is we call these folks up, all the people who have abandoned cart, all the people with failed credit cards, and all the people who've actually purchased. And then we start talking to them about what their goals are, what they really want. And then we present our higher ticket programs. And that's really where we make our money. So the fact that I send people sometimes, and we can talk into the different strategies and funnels, but whenever I send people to like an opt-in page, to a sales page, this is the typical funnel most people go through, especially when they do solo ads, I've never really been able to make that super profitable. Sometimes I've broken even. Generally, it's a little bit less, but what it does do is allows me to have a ton of leads that are, and I ask for everything. I ask for name, email, telephone number. I'm starting to ask for address and stuff now so I can direct mail them. Because now that I'm going towards, I'm kind of combining all these new school methods for getting cheap traffic because nobody wants to do solo ads anymore. So it's super cheap. I'm the only one really that I know is making it work. And it's because I'm one of the few who's picking up where my sales guys are now, but picking up the phone and calling people. People are still people. They still buy stuff. They still have a mortgage, right? I mean, they're paying thousands of dollars on stuff. They just didn't have the right credit card at the time. So if you're selling stuff that's only online, my experience is it's a little bit harder to make that work. But if you're selling something that's slightly higher end, and if you can call these folks, that's the way I've been able to make solo ads work.
That's really interesting. And we're going to talk about that because when we work on the strategy for myself, we're going to talk about how to make it work. Because with Learn, blending solo ads into Learn, it's got a bit of a unique thing there. So, all right. Well, hey, listen, let's move into round number 3. Okay, round 3, funnels. Okay, so I'm going to put this disclaimer out there. When I spoke to Harris, Harris said, hey, listen, you got to go low ticket. You got to do something up front that's, you know, a VSL, a 47, 77, 57, 97 type of offer. And he said that's what's going to respond to these people. He's like, look, if you try to do a webinar funnel, where you try to pitch these people $1,000-$3,000 programs, like it's not going to work. And my experience with solo ads had echoed that. I tried to do a webinar funnel and it didn't work. And so immediately I thought, well, I don't, you know, I'm just going to be very honest. Like I don't want to put out a very biz op type of feeling. I don't want a hyped up video because it's not brand conscious. Not what we do at Learn. We're not about that. But I do want to deploy solo ads because there's thousands of clicks a day I could get. But I want to do it in a way that's break even or profitable, but classy and brand, you know, represents our brand. And we didn't really come up with the solution there. So I'm wondering if maybe today we will. But talk to me about some of the funnels that you've tested in the last 6 months that you've been using solo ads.
Okay. So the first one that I was talking about is one of the funnels, right? You send them to a typical opt-in page. From the opt-in page, we sell them a $97 product. And then we have upsells from there that are ranging from $497 to $997. That's the one that doesn't really make money. At most, it will break even during a promotion. More than likely, it'll probably lose a few $100, right? My experience. But then, like I said, we call up all the people who have failed transactions, who tried to purchase, all the people who are abandoned carts, all the actual buyers, and then we can upsell them, and that's where our return comes. The second funnel that I've literally, like we just spoke about it a few days ago, the one that I've just started testing, we've actually got, if my math is correct, I'm only going to throw out a percentage, right? It's over 6,000% return on ad spend. And here's what it was, right? It's crazy. It's really crazy. So we spent $300 from we pay 30 cents a click, right? But let's say it was 50 cents a click, like from some other providers, it still would have been a freaking ridiculous ROI. But we sent 1,000 clicks directly to a calendar link. So there was no VSL. There was no sales page. There was nothing. There was a 300-word email, 500-word email, described who we were looking for. It said, here's the qualifications. There's zero money to get started with our program. If you're interested, schedule a call with this coach, but only if you meet those three qualifications that I listed in my email. If you don't, and I literally put, if you don't meet these qualifications, you're not getting on the call, right? And so they click on this link. It takes them directly to a Calendly link. That's what our closer uses, a Calendly, but you know, there's tons of other, you know, calendar or things you can use. But it goes directly to his Calendly link. And on there, he's got a handful. We've actually just started adding more questions, but at the time of this promo, we had we had three questions. You live in the United States, you have a 620 plus credit score, do you make at least 30 grand a year? Those were our questions. And so we sent 40 appointments. So we sent 1,000 clicks, 40 or 45 appointments came out of that. Out of all the appointments, so we had maybe 15-ish, roughly 15, 17 actual qualified appointments, meaning people said, yes, I have the income. Yes, I have the credit score. Yes, I live in the United States. And now, and so we've already closed one for, gosh, I'm terrible at math. It's 20 grand. I was going to say five figures or four figures. What is that? But and it was off a $300 investment, And, that's that. So this is something right now. I am testing this. I'm refining this. We've already gotten a result from this. And so now what we're doing is just adding more questions, because one of the things our closer's talking about is like, hey, so and I want to be completely transparent for anyone who uses this, right? If you don't put, like what we discovered, if you don't put all those little qualifying questions on that calendar page when they book the call, then you're going to have a bunch of kind of not qualified people. So now what we start doing is saying, okay, great. What kind of business do you want to be in? What is your monthly or yearly goal? You know, what do you think it takes to get there, right? Is it going to take work or magic, right? And now we kind of really get an understanding of what kind of person this is. And by the time we get on the phone with them, they literally are the best quality person, because they came from a list that's already interested in the topic. They meet all of our qualifications. They've invested their time, whether it be a minute or 2 minutes, filling out the actual application, which is literally all in that calendar, in the Calendly link. So there's no sales page. There's no nothing. It's just a solo ad email directly to the calendar page, or not page, directly to the calendar link or whatnot. And then the closer picks up the phone and calls them at their scheduled time and closes them, or doesn't. But we made one deal. That's what you have to, you know this, you just have to know how much you can make back. We just needed one deal. I mean, I needed like a quarter of a deal for it to work. You know what I mean? But it's like one deal. And so now we just did it again with our other closer. We just sent him 1,000 clicks and he's got roughly the same amount. We went through the same process with him. He had like 40 appointments or so. A bunch of them weren't qualified, but 15, 17 or so of them were. So now we're like, okay, we're hoping this guy gets the same result, because if he can do it like our other closer, now we've got more of a system, and now I'm just going to scale that to the moon.
That's amazing. So when you're getting these 1,000 clicks from a solo ad provider, how are you able to know, like, my worry has always been like these solo ad providers stuff their lists with a bunch of clicks from third world countries that, you know, aren't good.
I only pay for USA clicks, because our program can only qualify people who are from the United or Canada. But I tell my provider, there's a handful I've gone through. So like even with Harris, for example, you can tell Harris, hey, it'll cost you more, but you can tell Harris, hey, I want only United States clicks from people on this list, you know, and I want like 5,000 of them or whatever. And he'll probably charge you like 60 cents or 70. I don't know Harris's prices.
I did not know you could do geo-targeting. I did not know that.
That's the only way I do it. And that's a really good point, because when I first started it, those first 3 months of complete failure and misery and like it's just not working was when I was just kind of going and just getting solo ads. And I was, and you know how they give you, I don't know if they did this when you were purchasing solo ads, but you'll get this little link that you can click on, and it shows how many clicks have been delivered from what countries and just a bunch of data. I don't know if it can be faked. Maybe it can. I don't know. But from when I wasn't specifying from the United States, I was getting people from the UK. I was getting people from India. I was getting from people from all over the place. And it just wasn't working out for me. And so as soon as I tell my providers, I'm like, listen, I need only USA clicks. They need to be in the internet marketing, wanting to make money on online type of space. And if they're in that, then I'll buy those clicks. And then, you know, what I like to do is I'll buy 1,000 clicks to test first. See what happens. I mean, if you get, you know, some good conversation. What I judge is, because I'm going now for phone calls, not as much signing online, but what I'm looking for is the conversation real? Do the people understand why they came on this phone call, right? Like how, even if they didn't close, what's the quality, like how was that phone call? And if after $300 or $500 that I spent to get 1,000 clicks there, if it's looking good, that means that the list is good. I'll spend a little bit more with that provider.
So what I'm hearing from you, which is really cool, is first of all, everyone who's listening, you got to understand, right? You got to have the right offer. So Carlos has obviously got the right offer, which we don't, I'm not going to dive into that on this particular episode, but I mean, he's got a good offer if he's closing $20,000. So nothing changes that. I mean, even if you're not using solo ads, you're using Facebook or Google or whatever, you got to have a good offer. You got to have good copy. You got to have someone good on the phone who's going
to
close it.
Well, here's but the cool thing. You didn't even have to have that great copy. You just had to be able to write a 300-word email. Yeah. Just send it a calendar link. Obviously, copy is important. I'm a copywriter.
And most of the email is just your qualifications. Like you have to be this, you have to be this, you have to be this.
Absolutely. My email formula, it's not even a formula, but the structure of that was like if then type of formula, right? If you want this, then you want to pay attention to this email. Here's the qualifications. You want to learn more? Get on the phone. That was basically it.
Very interesting because we go over how to write a solo ad. So you just kind of skipped ads. We're going to come back to that. That's a future round. No, I love it. So everyone, you know, you got to have the right offer. But what I love about what Carlos is talking about is the relationship between cost to the investment amount. So with solo ads, with everyone else kind of running away from them, it seems like lately, including myself, the market's opening up. There's not enough serious players in there that are ready to buy serious clicks. So you get someone like a Carlos who goes and spends $300 and makes, you know, 20,000. Guess what? Now he's got all this extra money and he has got faith in solo ads. So the next deal he'll do, he might buy 10,000 clicks. He already did. So now as he does that, the person providing the clicks starts to fall in love with Carlos and gives him preference because he knows that this guy's going to give it because it's hard to find business like that in the solo ad space. So as everyone else is exiting, there's opportunity. I mean, this is just like economic principles, right? Like you'll hear a lot about the top investors and the wealthiest people in the money. They say they make their biggest money during recessions because while everyone is selling, they're buying. And so this is kind of an environment like of a recession environment in solo ads. Everyone's leaving. You come in. The challenge, the key here to know is, listen, at 40 cents a click, right? At 30 cents a click, how many clicks before you close a deal? If your package is 20 grand, how many clicks before you just need one deal? Like the probability and statistical math calculations there are completely in your favor. Like that's a bet you take in Vegas, right? So I think that is something that's really interesting. And so we're going to poke at it a little bit. I do want to ask you a couple more questions about your funnel. I don't know if you track your data that closely, Carlos, but I'll ask anyways. Sure. When you go back to the funnel where you had it going, the first funnel you mentioned, which was the opt-in page to the $97 product, to the $497, to the $997, do you remember what kind of conversions you had like on the opt-in page? Like how many people would opt in?
100%. I actually dropped my opt-in to increase my sales. So it's actually kind of funny. So at first it was 500, Jesus. It was over 50% opt-in rate. And my formula for opt-ins actually hasn't really changed. It's just the wording in it, right? So my formula is essentially headline, proof element, and you know, email or name. I ask for name, email, and telephone number right up front because I'm going to call them anyway. So if I'm spending money on ads, give me the ability to call you, right? So I always ask for name, email, telephone number, and I was still getting 50% opt-in rates. But my headline was a very big claim, like you can do this in this amount of time. And so what ended up happening is we had a bunch of people, 50% plus, opting in. But then when they'd get to the sales page, it still is actually a very long form sales page, and it was converting at like less. It's converting now at like 0.5%. So it's not, and that's better than what it was when it was like 0.2%. It was like nothing, virtually no sales, right? And so as soon as I, and so here's-
And that, sorry, that's 0.2% of the 50%.
Correct.
So it's like 0.1% of total traffic.
Correct, yes. Okay. Right, it was like, it's nothing, right? And so what I ended up seeing, I was like, man, we're getting so many opt-ins, but it's off the promise of basically doing nothing. And then my sales page, as much as it, as we try to make it look at like you're buying the dream, we still have to tell you you're going to do some work. And so a lot of people are dropping off. But when I switched the headline and I made it more congruent, actually, I copied the headline because they were different, right? The headline on my sales page was different than what was on my opt-in page. So it wasn't totally congruent. It's like, how to get this result in this time. And then they go to the sales page and it's like, you know, it had nothing to do with that, right? So yeah. So what I did is basically made it a completely congruent. I copied and pasted our headline on the sales page. I put it on the opt-in page. The conversions on the opt-in page dropped to like 28, 29% opt-ins, but then our sales page went up to like 0.5%. Not a big, and again, it's a $97 product on the sales page. So it's a little bit higher for solo ads. Usually folks try to sell things for $3, $7, really low ticket, or even something that's worked that I'm going to start testing. I haven't tested this yet, but something I will start testing is a free 7-day trial into a $69 a month membership and just see what happens. But that's usually the type of funnel that solo ads work well with.
Huh. Very interesting. And then what about the upsells?
Money, with the money for that, the money for all of that though comes from the sale of on the phone. Right. So our entire process for funnels is not to make money through our digital products. That's kind of like a means to an end to almost, it's almost like a self-liquidating funnel, but at like $97, right? And it doesn't fully self-liquidate, but it does. It gives us a bunch of leads and we're more of a phone room, right? We're trying to close people on the phone.
Yeah.
And so this gives us the best leads possible for that.
So what about post-sale of the first $97 product? So typically for me, if I'm going to go from $97 to $497, let's just say, for sake of argument, let's say 10% is what, you know, in a Facebook traffic, YouTube traffic type, like high quality traffic source, it would be 10%. What would you have seen in solo ads? Like, were you seeing far lower conversion after they bought the first one?
Right. So yes and no. So on the order bump, everybody I'm assuming here is familiar with an order bump. So our order bump gets like 50, 60, almost 60% of the people who say they're going to do the $97 thing take the order bump. So that's, which is $47. So it bumps them up to $144 in sales. So that one is probably our best quote unquote upsell, if you want to call it that. That's an order bump. I don't remember the numbers on the upsell for the $497 and $997, but I do know they're not worth bragging about. It's nothing like that. It's nothing.
And then we go to funnel number two. You said 1,000 clicks got 40 appointments. So that's 4%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about a 4%. But now you're again doing the thing where you're adding more qualifiers. You're trying to decrease that number and get rid of the people that are not qualified. But even a 1% on 1,000, man,
it's unbelievable. You'd be paying. I mean, as soon as we launched it, my solo ad provider said, "It's not going to work, dude. It's not going to work. Don't even do it. Just send them to an opt-in page." I'm like, I've been doing that, and it's just like the process to go from. So here's our process to close people from that first funnel. We have to call them, we schedule an appointment for the future, and then our closer talks to them later down the line, and then they get it's just so much longer. I'm like, how can we just cut the BS? And I found that a lot of times people talk about all the things that work and don't work without ever having tested it. They just heard someone else say it's not going to work, and so they just take it for granted. And so I'm like, you know what? It makes logical sense to me. Like, they're interested in this. If they respond to my email, which is the most critical part, because no one is going to respond to it unless they're interested in my offer, and that, you know, and so anyways, that just kind of took out a lot of the frustration of scheduling appointments and all the time in between. Right. So we had, just like you said, we had like 40 people on there, and so far from the appointments, then we started adding more qualifiers, but we've closed one person already from that. So I'm excited about it because it's something we're
doing. Of course.
Very few people are doing this, if any. I say very few because I assume someone else is and just isn't talking about it.
Yeah. No, I've never heard this before, and I've been around this space for a while. I'm excited for you. But one thing I want everyone to note, all you fighting entrepreneurs, hear what he said. Don't always fight for the highest conversions. Notice how he is ready and willing and okay with, you know, dropping conversion on the opt-in page, dropping conversion on the book calls by throwing in more qualifiers. Because in the end, copy is not about conversion as much as it is about consumption and narrative. So if they come into that call with the wrong narrative, what good are they? You might as well put the right narrative, drop the number of calls by a third, right? Or a half, or 70% of them go away, but then the 30% is like, boom, point, you know? And so that is awesome. I love it, man. I mean, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the kind of funnel that I would like to do in a few minutes when we do that. But let's move on. If you're cool with it, I want to move on to round number four. All right. So round number four, solo ad providers. Where do you find these people?
I actually found them on Facebook. It wasn't that sophisticated. There's a group on Facebook called Solo Ads Testimonials, and it's run by a Facebook page called Solo Ads X, I believe. I'm not affiliated with them, so this is just the people I use, right? And so I joined the group, Solo Ads Testimonials. Makes sense, because if I only want to buy from people who get a bunch of testimonials. And one of the things I did is I asked for references. So like when somebody would recommend somebody, I went go talk to the solo ad provider. I'd contact the person who recommended them. I'd say, hey, what's up? You know, so-and-so, I'm just about to go buy some solo ads. I saw you recommended this person. Were they really that good? Would you suggest that I buy it, you know, buy some ads from them? And if they're like gung-ho, 100%, yeah, totally, then yeah, I'll do it. But if they were just like, yeah, you can test it, man. You know, I had a little bit of success. I don't know. I'm like, maybe not, you know? So I just kind of worked through the solo ad testimonials and just kind of did my best bet at looking at reviews. And I found four or five people, Harris being one of them. And Harris is probably like the biggest solo ad provider in like the world. I have no idea.
In this group, do they have other niches, or is it mostly like business opportunity, internet marketing type stuff?
I've found people in the survivalist niche who are in there, because what ends up happening is people who make money on their solo ads, they're usually not using that list to like sell their own offer. So their whole business is just selling clicks. And so sometimes, like, I found one guy who sells a make money online niche, and he also has a survivalist, almost kind of like financial market, like that kind of demographic, really right wing type of list.
Got it.
So I just ask him.
And if everyone understands, like, solo ads don't necessarily work the same way in all spaces, right? So I know that they're big in survival. I know they're definitely big in financial, because a lot of times I know Agora does massive amounts of solo ad business, but they're in the financial space and it works like a charm there. Usually what they'll do is they'll target exactly what you just said, right wing kind of, you know, capitalist, older generation. You can also do these massive things. You go to like Newsmax and you can buy like $10,000 drops that go, basically they're not solo ads for internet marketing, biz op, survival, or anything. They're just big like political things, newsletters. You can just go buy a huge, because they fit your demographic, but they're not necessarily on the list for that particular topic. So sometimes, depending on what you're selling or how you're selling it, solo ads may or may not be good for you, but you may also have to get a little creative and go start reaching out to the top websites in your industry who have email lists and proposing to them, hey, can I buy an ad like this?
So do you mind if I share something? It hasn't yet been implemented. It's something I was talking to a buddy of mine. He sells really high-end German Shepherds, like $30,000, $50,000 dogs, right? And so he was also interested in doing different like info products on how to train your dog, how to do different things like that. But he's more of that's his bit. He's got a legit business, like brick and mortar. That's what he does, right? And then he's kind of dabbling with this internet marketing thing, because you see me do stuff. And we're thinking, you know what, maybe how we can make solo ads work is if you target, because I've targeted survivalists for how to make money, you know, on the internet, and it's worked, right? Because that demographic works for this. And so what I was telling him, what if we framed your offer as like, get a free dog when you buy this, you know, $20,000, $25,000 package on how to be a dog trainer or something, right? You get something, right? But try to see how we can make the biz op offer work, right? And so it may or may not work, hasn't been tested. But sometimes what I end up thinking is like, if this traffic source is working so well, how can we modify the offer, right? It doesn't hurt to just think about it that way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'm still trying to convince my wife to let me get a $300 dog. So I think a $30,000 dog is out of the question. So Andrea, if you're listening, come on, just a little one, let's a little dog. I grew up trying to convince my parents to let me get a dog. No go. Tried so hard. And then I end up marrying the one woman in the world that hates dogs more than my parents. And I was like, great. But I'm getting to her. I got her to start petting dogs now. So we're getting closer.
There we go. That's the first step in the funnel.
That's the first step. Exactly. She opted in to, she's at the opt-in page right now. All right, man, I love it. Listen, everyone, this question comes up all the time with how do you find solo ads? And I swear that's why I created Clickonomy. And I wish it was still around, but it was just, to be very frank with you, too much of a headache for me. But you've got some amazing providers out there. Just do some research, all right? There's, go to Facebook, go join Solo Ad Testimonials Group and go follow the page Solo Ads X and ask them, hey, I'm in this niche. Anyone, can you help me? And start pulling the thread. One person recommends one thing and you go there and then you ask there and then you research something and then you Google something. And next thing you know, you'll find good providers. They're there. Carlos has reawakened my faith in the possibilities of solo ads working, because it was dead, Carlos. I mean, it was literally sitting, like, it had flatlined.
You're 100% right. I mean, one of the things that a lot of folks also forget about is that this is business, right? We don't always have to go to like the Amazon of solo ads. You can just approach another business owner who may not fully know if they want to promote your offer and say, listen, man, before you become an affiliate, why don't I pay you like $5,000 and you send X amount of clicks, you make $5,000 off rip. I've got an ethical product. I know I'm going to take care of your customers and let's just see what happens. If it makes some money, you can decide, you know what, I'll keep selling this guy solo ad clicks or I'll become an affiliate. So sometimes you can actually, and these are the best types of people to get with because they're not selling solo ads. It's just a custom deal and they happen to turn into solo ad providers for you. Right. So you can, and I look for those types of people on ClickBank and JVZoo because they're affiliate marketers. So that's kind of their deal.
Love it. All right. Well, I'm going to skip the next round and just blend it into this one real quick. How do you use any kind of tracking tools, any software tools, anything you use to keep your providers in check, to check their quality, to track conversions? Let's say you got 7 different solo ad providers sending you traffic now. How do you track what the cost per acquisition is from each one down the funnel and blah, blah, blah? I mean, I could go crazy with this. Do you even bother with that yet? Or do you have anything in place?
So that's something I actually have to, I still have to step up my game with that. I'm by nowhere, you know, where it needs to be. What I'm doing at this moment is, since we have a handful of closers, for every provider that I test, they just go to that closer. And so now I know that closer is closing. It's from this guy's list or that lady's list. At scale, when I'm getting, you know, 100,000 clicks a day, I don't know if that'll be the best system though.
Got it. Got it. All right. Awesome. All right. Well, what I want to do is let's move on to round number 5. Round number 5, writing the solo ad. You kind of dipped into this a little bit. Your approach is so different than mine. And so I'm curious, and I've taught this, and this is what I did. And I did it successfully back when I guess my goal was getting opt-ins. So I would say, hey, don't talk too much in your solo ad. Don't say too much. Your goal is to get the click. Because back then, I'll tell you what it was. Back then, you would pay for a drop, not by the click. And most people don't know this, but it was actually Clickonomy. It was actually the creation of Clickonomy that started to change the conversation in the marketplace quite a bit, because we, as a platform, started charging by the click, not by the drop. And so back then it was like, hey, if I'm paying $1,000, I'm going to try to get, you know, 3,000 clicks out of you or 5,000 clicks out of you, because you're going to charge me the same amount. So I was like, say the least, hype it up, get the click, and then you can worry about it. Then the messaging started to change, like it's per click, per click, per click. And I'm like, all right, well, might as well put a lot of, you know, might as well say more and get qualified people. But then solo ad providers started pushing back saying, dude, you know, I'm going to have to send like 6 emails to get you the number of clicks with this kind of thing. But you seem to be making it work. So your solo ad formula from the little bit that you said was very different. So tell me now, for a minute, let's assume we are not running a solo ad to a book call for just a second. Let's say we're running it to an opt-in page, or we're running it to a offer, a $37, $27, $47 offer. What would you do in that solo ad? How would you write it?
Well, it would actually follow more of the approach that you're talking about, because in that game, I'm looking to get as many clicks as possible and let my landing page or opt-in page or whatever do the heavy lifting. That's why I created it. So in that sense, I'm going to follow the same type of model. I'm going to what I do is essentially like a yes question, a little bit of proof, and then a call to action. It's like 2 sentences, 3 sentences. It's very short when I'm going after the click and I'm sending directly to a opt-in.
Ah, okay. So your solo ads are short.
Correct. But if I'm sending them to a calendar page, like not even a calendar, but to send them to my, to book a direct call with my closer, I don't want to get as many clicks as possible. I'm okay with getting less clicks, but since I pay by the click, I am guaranteed 1,000 clicks go, if my solo app provider says, take your money, I'm gonna give you 1,000 clicks, they have to mail it as much as they freaking have to mail it to get me 1,000 clicks for that email. So if they agree to the email, I'm gonna do everything I can to qualify, because it doesn't hurt me. I'm still getting the same amount of people, right? They're going directly to a book call. Then what I do is a simple if-then formula. So if you like Starbucks coffee, pay close attention to this email. And then I throw some qualifications in there and I give them a quick offer, for the next few days or whatever, you're able to get a bunch of coffee for free for an entire year, but you have to meet these qualifications, pay very close attention. You have to live in the US, you have to have this kind of credit score, you have to have this kind of income for some reason for the coffee. If that's you, schedule a call and you'll get a free strategy session with one of our coffee coaches or some shit, right?
It's love it. All right. That. So I want everyone to capture this, because so many people that are starting businesses or in business, especially in the world of marketing, they will try to put everything in a bucket. Well, give me the template. Give me the 1, 2, 3, step 1, step 2, step 3. And I always try to say marketing lives in the gray. There is no black and white. And this is a prime example. You just heard Carlos say, it depends on the landing page how I write my solo ad. If I'm not sending to the closer, I'm going to write a few sentences and that's it. Just get all the clicks I can in the world and let the landing page do the heavy lifting. However, if I'm going to be using another human's time, that means time is money. If I flood them with a bunch of crappy leads, that means they don't have the time to talk to the good leads. So what I'm going to do is right up front, qualify, 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 push away, push away, push away, get to the place where I have the good people. So then he's going to write a longer email, which he had said was about 300 words. And I liked the formula. It was like, do you like this? Do you qualify 1, 2, 3? Click here and go schedule a call. So it's just straight out there in the open. And I teach this when I say in copywriting, I just say one of the best things I love about copywriting today's day and age versus 20, 30 years ago is today you are rewarded to say what it is. Just say it like it is. Because there's so much noise out there that if you try, you don't need to hype, right? And already what's happening is you're talking to qualified audiences. So Carlos is buying ads from people that are interested in starting a business. They already have that interest. He doesn't need to say too much more. Because are you interested in starting a business? Need some hands-on help with zero money down? 3 qualifications. If you match them, book a call. We'll talk.
That's so exactly I love it. My email.
There you go. And I hadn't seen it, by the way. So that's awesome. But I love the fact that, you focus on short, punchy, powerful, qualify, move on. So I'm excited for this part. I've been kind of rushing to get to this part. Carlos, in round 6, we're gonna go back and forth, and I want to poke your experience to try to see if I can build a strategy for myself. And I'll articulate what I'm looking to do for Learn, which is the vision, the dream here is a little different. And so I want to see if solo ads can be powerful for that. All right, so round 6. Help me build my own solo ad strategy, Carlos. So what would Learn... Here's what we're doing, right? We have our platform. We have about, at the time I'm filming this, we have 291,000 members in there now. It's free to join. My goal in life is to put 10 million people into that platform from all over the world. So I want entrepreneurs from all over the world in this platform. Now, the way we monetize at Learn is mostly the value of the user. We trust that once they are in there, a certain percentage of them will continue to buy things over time. So that my membership base grows, my revenue will go along with it. But my user base will grow. They'll talk to each other more. The community will get stronger. More experts will come and publish their courses in the platform. So there'll be a tipping point one day at which we have so many users and so many experts that the whole thing just goes, catches like wildfire. And then Google comes and buys me out. Like, last part was a joke. I don't ever want to sell. I love Learn. But that's the vision I have here. So do we have a sales team? Yes, we do. We do have some awesome programs we sell, but they're not front ends. Let me put it that way. They're just not something that someone books a call directly to for the most part. They are sold in a way, their topic is in a way that they work well with existing customers, someone that has engaged with us. So what would be, now, if I were to say, if you were to tell me dream situation, Onik, absolute dream situation, I'd say, yeah, all 10 million of the members that have joined Learn Nation would have paid at least a dollar, right? They would have paid at least something. But that's not really reality. And so I'm not going to go there. My biggest fear of running solo ads directly to a membership registration page, which all we ask for is first name, last name, email, password. So it's just those 4 fields. my biggest fear of doing that is I kind of have this gut feeling that solo ad traffic is, well, not gut feeling, I have this belief that solo ad traffic is crap traffic. So I don't want to put, I don't want to fill my platform up with a bunch of crappy people because, you know, it's pretty cool. At 30 cents a click, man, that means you're telling me I can get Learn Nation members at a buck a member. Like, holy moly, that's amazing. But I don't trust that they'll actually be engaged, that they'll log in again and again, that they'll open my future email, that they'll buy anything. So then I thought, well, we have this thing coming up at Learn that we're going to launch soon that the whole market's going to see. This is the first time I'm publicly talking about it. They're called Learn Startup Guides. These are going to, we're going to have hundreds of them. They're going to be short, $5, $6, $7 guides, 40 pages, quick reads that are meant to help introduce a subject to somebody. So here's your how to grow your Instagram to 100,000 followers, Learn Startup Guide. Here's your how to get your first 10,000 subscribers at YouTube. Here's your the top 7 funnels for digital publishing startup guide. So they're like quick, punchy, and we're selling them for like, again, like $5 to $10. So we have a really cool one that we're making right now called 15 Strategies for Generating Passive Income Online, or there's a better title for it, I forgot. And I thought, you know, this could be kind of an interesting thing to put in front of solo ad providers so that the click doesn't go to an opt-in, but rather just goes to a sales page that's selling something for $4 or $5. Now, I know a lot of solo ad providers will say, well, Anik, you're going to lose out on all those leads. And the thing is, I'm saying, I don't want those leads. I don't feel like those are good leads. But if you pull out your credit card and give me $5, you are a good lead. I don't care where you came from, you're a buyer. A buyer is a buyer. And so I started thinking, I'm like, I wonder if I can make it work. Now, here's where it's unique in our business. If I could break even, Carlos, I am on the moon, man. I'm happy. Like if my funnel from $5 to the bump to upsell, if that can break even, and now I have a lead for my sales team to call, and now I have a lead that's in Learn Nation for long term as we release more and more programs, they'll buy something at some point. Man, break even would be a huge win. I mean, heck, I would be willing to even maybe lose a little bit of money on that and still scale it. So as I explain that, Carlos, what goes through your mind? Does that even look workable? Is it a waste of my time? Should I not even bother? Or what are you thinking?
So one of the first things that I'm thinking, it's actually something I'm going to be testing, but with a different price point and different stuff. I think it would actually work better for you. You mentioned having this learn those guides for about $3, $5, something like that. And then sending them maybe to a sales page to sell that to qualify them. One of the things that you could do to kind of combine both strategies of free and paid kind of deal is run them to a free trial for 7 days. You can call it a 7-day scholarship, 7-day learn scholarship or something like that.
Okay.
And then rebill them after 7 days for $3 per month. What they get for $3 per month is a weekly guide or whatever it might be. They're 40 pages. I mean, that's serious value for $3 a month. Normally they would sell for $10 each. So they're getting, you know, whatever, you know, $40 worth of value for $3 a month, right? But what that's doing now is it's getting people who hopefully rebill, right? There's going to obviously be a number of those who don't rebill. They don't have enough money on their card for $3 even and whatnot. But there's going to be people who do rebill. And now you're building up your database. You're able to break even after 7 days if we can convert enough and build the right volume. But you've also gotten, depending on your sales team, what I would do in my situation is I would immediately now call all the people with failed credit card transactions, not with a sales pitch, but with saying something like, hey, this is Carlos from Learn Support Center. I saw that you enrolled in our 7-day scholarship to get XYZ, but for some reason, the transaction didn't go through. What normally ends up happening is we have a lot of people who start rebilling on this day. And so sometimes some transactions don't go through. And just wanted to know, do you have another credit card you might want to put on file to see if we can keep you in this membership and see what happens? Because what I've been able to do is recoup $97 sales on my stuff by calling people who had failed credit card transactions. People called me crazy. They said, why are you calling people who've already failed their credit card? It means they have no money. I say, no, it means they have no money on that card, right? So if you've got a staff or it doesn't even have to be a sales staff, that's something an assistant could do. It's not a hard sell. It's literally, I mean, that's basically the script, whatever I said. And so I would test that. Solo ads to a free 7-day test drive, free 7-day scholarship of Learn Nation, of Learn something or whatever. And rebills at $3 a month. I think that's a really good way of combining getting the people in at a low ticket but also taking away the risk by saying, listen, if you don't like it, just cancel. 6 days, yeah, you'll never get billed. Here's our telephone number. And if they call you, that's even better because inbound calls convert better.
Oh, I love that. No, I love that. That is a really interesting, you know, something that just came up on this podcast, which, by the way, everyone, this is why I love doing these podcasts, because every week I get to talk to really brilliant marketers and I get to pick their brain for free. I'd probably have to pay Carlos a ton of money to get an hour of his time, but now I bribe him with the podcast and I get to pick his brain for free. So what I love here, this is interesting. I've been getting really excited about the Learn Startup Guides because I feel like there's a lot of potential for them. And that idea, so the Learn Startup Guide idea came because I was on a podcast with Ty Cohen and he's talking about how successful Kindle is for him. And I'm like, man, if I can start putting these guides and uploading them to Kindle, right? That's like using it. That's me tapping my brand into Amazon and getting branding from them and user base from them. And then I was like, well, heck, I can just sell it on my own website too. And now you've taken me one step further, which is like, what if I was selling each guide for $7, but then for $9.97 a month, you can get all the guides. So you can have access. So this is what Kindle does with their subscription plan, right? You could either buy every book or you can subscribe for $9.99 a month and then get access to not all the books, but a huge chunk of the Kindle books. And I'm a member. I've been paying forever. And so here I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's interesting. So it's either pay $7 or whatever for this guide or $10. So I'm kind of evolving your idea even more.
Yeah.
And it's
the only reason I said three is because if I'm a big fan with solo ads being a complete irresistible offer. I mean, it's got to be so ridiculous. So if each one of these is $10, $9, and you get it for $3 a month and you get four of those, why would anyone say no? You're literally getting a month worth for less than the cost of one, for a quarter of the cost of one. It's stupid not
to. No, you're absolutely right. I just love the idea that you're saying, like, I never thought about the core idea that's coming to my head now is like, should we have a subscription model that allows people to just access all the guides? And even if it's like a small dollar amount, it's getting you qualified users. Someone who subscribes to a subscription at all is now an even better user than a $5 buyer.
Absolutely.
And so now calling them and trying to, you know, work with them on some of our deeper programs, they're just going to buy more stuff. They're going to be more engaged. They're going to log in more to the platform, which means they'll go and buy more stuff. Really cool.
Consumption.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So Carlos, have you seen, do you know anyone? Are you friends with people that are making it work with the lower ticket stuff?
Oh, I've made it work, but with Facebook ads. And then I started doing it. We have a separate business in the religious space where we have a $5 and a $7 a month membership. And we actually sold it that way, except without solo ads in the beginning. It was all
okay. Fake.
But we basically drove people to a free 7-day trial. Well, we tried two. We started selling a product on the front end for $7. Auto enroll people with them knowing, of course, they have to check a box saying that they're also going to get a free 30-day test drive of our inner circle, and then they're going to be billed $7 a month. And then we started changing it to get this for free for 7 days, and then we're going to charge you $7 a month. And that was working as well, and it was all digital, so it was easy.
That's awesome. Love it. Well, Carlos, man, it has been so amazing. Thank you for being here and spilling all your beans, man. I mean, you gave us a funnel that you're doing that you're at the beginning stages of that nobody in the solo ad space ever does. And so you really put yourself out there because, you know, these other people are watching. They're going to start doing it. So really thank you from the bottom of my heart for serving and for delivering for Learn Nation the way that you did, Carlos. I appreciate it. Carlos, I know for a fact that our listeners are going to want more Carlos in their life after this. They're going to want to be able to connect with you, learn more from you, see what you're up to, stalk you. So please tell us, how can they reach you? Where can they learn more about Carlos?
So the first place I would say is if you already like listening to podcasts like this, go check out our podcast. Go to thecopyclosepodcast.com and you'll get a free gift and also get all the links to check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and all that. So again, it's thecopyclosepodcast.com.
Love it. Thecopyclosepodcast.com, everybody. And then Carlos, any social media outlets that you're specifically active on if someone wants to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm more active on Facebook on my personal profile. So if you just go ahead and find me, Carlos Redlich, R-E-D-L-I-C-H on Facebook, just add my personal profile, send me a message that you came through here, and we can do some cool stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Carlos, it's been great. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody, onicpodcast.com. Head over to onicpodcast.com right now for show notes and for all of our other amazing episodes that we've got. Man, The Fighting Entrepreneur has been growing, by the way. Thank you, everyone, for all your support and all your love. We're getting close now to hitting over 10,000 listens a week. That is killer. So please make sure you tell your friends and family, send them to onicpodcast.com. Tell them to subscribe to The Fighting Entrepreneur. If you're watching this on YouTube, come on. Hit subscribe, hit the bell icon, hit the little, you know, leave a comment and hit the thumbs up icon. Do all of these things for us up on YouTube so we can spread the love on YouTube as well. If you're on iTunes, make sure you go and leave us a great, powerful 5-star review. We'd love it and appreciate it. onicpodcast.com, LURN.com for your free membership to our amazing entrepreneurial community. And then, of course, thecopycloserpodcast.com, which is another amazing podcast that Carlos runs, and you got to go get connected into that. With that said, Carlos, thank you so much for being here. And everybody, as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Come on, fighters, go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time, this is Onyx and Gall.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx and Gall.